Good morning. I want to invite you into the discussions and understanding of the work in the book of Ephesians. We have established that the Church of Jesus Christ is called to wealth. It's a rich one here on earth, but our wealth is hidden in God, in Christ Jesus, in the heavenly places. Then Paul talks about how we ought to walk as a result of that wealth. And from chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians, we've been looking at walking as an individual, personal walk with Christ in this dark world, of course, in a community. That one matters. And we have discovered that there is the role of God, or the Lord of Jesus Christ, as we walk. He helps us. We discovered that it is the Lord of the fivefold ministry who are there to govern us, who are there to guide us, who are there to gather us together, who are there to guard us as a shepherd, and also there to ground us. Then we were also encouraged in chapter 5 of the book of Ephesians to walk still as a community of believers. Now we're looking at the community itself. Now here, now we want to get to understand how to walk as a community of believers, but in the midst of this dark world. How do we walk so that we are unique, so that we do not blend in, so that we don't look like the rest of the world that we are in? Paul had a lot to encourage the church, or to encourage the new community as they walk. And as we look at this, even from Ephesians 5, and we want to start from aloud 13, can maybe go a little down up to 10. Just what we are doing here is to see the encouragement Paul give this new community, how to walk, especially when it is dark, how they can be able to walk in this path of grace and light as a new fellowship, but of course with the power of the Holy Spirit. He advises them. So he is saying that have nothing to do with the fruitless deed of darkness. He starts by talking about how to walk in this dark world. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather exposes them. It is even shameful. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. Verse 13 says of chapter 5 of Ephesians, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated by a light. So he gives the encouragement how to walk. How do you walk in this dark world as a community? This is why it is said, wake up. One of the things, because it is in a dark world, Paul advises that we wake up, you sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So the first thing that Paul says, after saying you should not walk like the world do, even to mention, but we need to illuminate them. We need to illuminate those works of darkness. Then he said we should wake up. The challenge is we wake up because we are asleep from our death, or from the dead. And then as we wake up, you will discover that the light of Christ will shine on you. It says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Paul acknowledges that the days are evil. And because the days are evil, he advises this new community to be very careful then how you live, how they walk. And then he says, walk in wisdom.
You know, you've been looking at, you know, several kinds of walking. This is walking in wisdom. Walk as a wise person. What is a wise person? Because the days are evil. It is to make every opportunity. The days are evil, days that we are living in. Take advantage of every minute. Let nothing be wasted. So therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. One of the key things that we need to put emphasis on is to understand God's will. It's just the will of God is already revealed, but he says, just understand that will of God. If we walk as a foolish person, if we are a fool is somebody who makes decisions without having enough information. With very little information, it's just like a judge. When a judge discovers that he or she does not have enough information, they dismisses the case. Somebody was brought in, maybe was accused to have killed, but then when the judge realizes that I don't have enough data, information, he dismisses the case. Now, that's a wise person. So a foolish person is somebody who continue to do, to act or to implement, yet they do not have little enough or sufficient data. But he says, understand what God's will is. The will of God is what is perfect. Remember, there are different types of God's will. This is what we call permissive will of God. Permissive will of God is the will that people pushes God into. Like Lot, God asks Lot to go to the hills, to the mountains. I mean, to go outside Sodom, but then Lord says there's a city close called Zoar. Let me go there. And God says, go. But it was not God's will. The children of Israel cried for a king. It was not God's perfect will. It was not God's timing to give them a king. But then when they pressured, God told someone, give them a king. But let them know the king they demand will come to extort them. So there's so many. There's Hezekiah. God says, prepare your house. You come home. But he cried and he was added 15 years. And the 15 years got him outside the kingdom of God. So many examples of God's will. But what God's will is, we are talking about the perfect will of God. The will of God that he has desired for us. Understand that will. Do not get drunk with wine, which leads to debauchery, loose living. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. We talked about spirit-led life or spirit-led living, spirit-led walk. I think this is very critical, and we will be able to take this theme now, how to live a spirit-led or the spirit-filled-led life, where the Spirit of God is leading you. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. We have established that you can have three dimension of understanding the work of the Holy Spirit. There's the Holy Spirit with us when he is with everybody, even with the unbelievers. The Holy Spirit in us, that's what we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is when you get born again. The Holy Spirit comes in you. But then there's what we call the filling of the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, which is a continuous exercise. The Spirit of God keep on coming upon us, filling us to the brim for the ministry. So when he says, don't get drunk with wine, but get drunk with the Holy Spirit. In other words, be filled with the Holy Spirit. He give an example of drinking, the way we are directed by this, you know, by the drunkenness. And then we are led into life we do not know. So if we allow the Spirit of God to fill us, the Holy Spirit is going to lead us into the dimension he wants us. So he says, as you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you keep on speaking to one another with psalms, with hymns, with songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of Jesus Christ. So we are talking about living a spirit-led life in dark moment as a community. God of heaven, thank you for calling us. Help us to be guided by the Holy Spirit in this dark world. Help us to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can continue to give thanks, to make music in our hearts, giving thanks to you, Father, and we can be able to sing psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit of God. Thank you. Lord, make us wise in this dark world so that we can walk in wisdom but not in foolishness. In Jesus' name we pray.